Welcome to the How to Be Happy with Yourself podcast. I'm your host, Becky Smith. I'm your certified life and creation coach. I'm here to guide you through the process of setting boundaries, letting go of fear and guilt, improving relationships with others, but most importantly, the relationship with yourself. Because life is better when you're truly happy with yourself. Hello and welcome to the podcast. Today I have on a special guest, Nicole Ellis, and she has a really unique to me coaching niche that I'm really excited to talk to you about today. But first, let's get to know Nicole. Nicole, can you tell us about yourself, about what you do as a coach and personal that you want to talk about?
Great. Yeah. Thanks for having me on today. I'm excited to have this conversation. I'm a certified success life coach for dads, and I just love coaching dads. We work on relationships with our spouse and also with parenting relationships and also just personal success in wanting to create success in their personal lives. So it's so much fun. I grew up in a large family with lots of men, uncles, cousins, grandparents, brothers, brother-in-laws, and I have three adult sons myself, as well as three teenage daughters, and been married for 25 years to my very best friend. I always say he was the first dad I ever coached. So I really enjoy it. And I think it's just so much fun to coach dads to create success at home. I think they've worked hard most of their life trying to create success in their careers. And when they finally kind of get in a groove with they're ready to start working on themselves and in their family relationships. And so it kind of comes later in life. I feel like women sometimes are focusing more on that first because we're at home or, you know, we're focusing on raising kids. And so we're looking for parenting advice and we're looking for relationship advice. And dads really aren't focused on that. They tend to focus on being successful in their profession first. And the focus on family and relationships sometimes just comes later because they're totally focused on careers first. So it comes a little later in life. And I think it's exciting when they're ready to do that. And I like to be a part of that process for them.
Okay. So you say it comes later. Does it usually come because they're having a problem or an issue? Or what is the problem or issue that you coach on most often? Or what do you help them with?
I think it kind of comes down to three main areas. I think generally, it's not that there's necessarily something really wrong that comes up, but it's just more like, I feel like men more in general have focus on one thing at a time. Women are really good multitaskers and can do, you know, we're doing a lot of things at once, but generally speaking, I think men more focus on one thing and then they transition to another thing. And even they do that in their day-to-day life. Like they're at work and then they transition to being home and then they transition to doing, you know, whatever it is they're going to do next. And I think they do that in their life plan as well. They're kind of focusing first on, they've taken on this family responsibility. So they're focusing on career and finding success in their profession. Mm-hmm. And when they kind of get in a groove with that and they don't really feel so much pressure with that anymore, it's like suddenly they're able to focus on other things. And I think that's when they start to realize like, oh, am I really feeling happy with where my life is going, with my personal accomplishments and goals? Am I really feeling happy in my relationships? And they start to really feel that discomfort when things aren't what they were hoping for. And I think oftentimes there is always going to be a little discomfort there because it's not been where they've been focusing their effort and their energy. And so now that they have that extra time, they can really put that energy in and deciding what it is they really want to do. And I think it's just difficult for women because that means they're going to change doing what they're doing. Even if they have that same little discomfort, if they don't really like how maybe their husband's showing up in parenting or they don't like how their relationship is, they also know what to expect. And we all know our brains don't like to make changes. So it's always easier to do what we've always been doing, even if it's not necessarily something that we love, just because it's the habit or the routine. I think one of the biggest challenges they face is just being able to make those changes because it's going to affect other people too. Like it affects their spouse, it affects their kids. And I think their problems are really threefold. I think they want to have success with their kids. They want to have better connection and better relationships with their kids than they have. I think when they're really focused on their careers, they're so focused and all their energy is going there that there's not a lot of energy when they get home at the end of the day, you know? And I think some dads are just kind of spent by the time they get home. And so they want to like make up for that. They want to really make it important. And they usually have a little bit older kids by that time too. So they're starting to get into some more difficult problems where the wife is wanting some more support and help. And so it comes at a good time and they just need to learn how to work unified together. So parenting is one aspect they have struggles with. They also want to have happy, good relationships with their spouse. I mean, they want to figure out how to have really deep, loving relationships, supportive relationships. And they really don't know how to do emotional intimacy. I mean, they just need help in learning to connect and find ways to support one another. So that would be the second area.
So many wives would be so glad if you could help their husbands with what you just said, which is the emotional intimacy.
What do you think is the challenge from the women's point of view?
He doesn't talk to me. He doesn't tell me what he's feeling, what his hopes and dreams. He's not talking to me.
I think that one of the things that we can do as women is be, I think that we're really fast to interrupt. I think most men want more time to think about the question and to give a really good answer, whether where women are more willing to just like talk it through and change their mind as they're going, you know, like I think that, so sometimes I think we ask a question and they're still thinking about it and then they haven't answered yet, or they gave a short response and then we jump right back in with another question or another idea. And then they need to think about that one. And so I think that sometimes we're just too quick to interrupt or to like ask a follow-up question and really allow them to talk it all the way through to the end before we give our opinions or ideas about what they said. Really, communication is something that has to be improved on both sides. We both need to be better at being really good listeners and asking the really hard questions. Like as a woman, sometimes you have to be willing to ask the uncomfortable question that you might not like the answer to, and be willing to really listen and ask for like what it really means to them. I think often like we are taking it on as what it means about us instead of what it means for them. And we're taking it too personally sometimes, instead of just being open to listen. And I think they also don't want to talk a lot about feelings and thoughts. Like it's a little bit uncomfortable. We were just talking a little bit about that. We can just start out with listening to whatever they want to share with us. Let's listen about their hobbies. Let's listen about what they're thinking about. If we want them to be willing to have deep, you know, meaningful conversations, then we need to show that we're really willing to listen to just the everyday kinds of conversations first, to like, if that's something that we're not already good at, that that would be a good starting place. Third one is that they just need to work on personal development, really. They feel like all of a sudden they're kind of trapped in a life that they didn't choose in a way. They aren't doing the things that they want to do every day. They're kind of like trapped in a routine of family life that is kind of outside of their control. And sometimes they just think, I have all these things I want to do or all these things I want to experience, and there's just no more time left for me. Or they haven't made themselves a priority in the after work time. And they need to kind of bring that back in because it's kind of out of balance. It's kind of become all work and no play. So I think that that can be an issue a lot of times for a lot of men. So those would be my three things: relationships with parent, with kids, parenting, relationships with spouse, creating closer relationships there, and relationships with themselves in accomplishing their goals.
Yeah. Those are all really great areas that really affect your life. Right. And how you feel about yourself, which in my podcast, being happy with yourself, right? How you feel about yourself really relates to all those areas, your parenting, your relationships, and that kind of thing. So what if there is a dad out there? I'm just give you some of the things I've coached on the woman's side, right? Is my husband just disciplines them, the kids. It's a harsh discipline. He doesn't connect with them. It's just always telling them what to do or telling them what they're doing wrong, or it just seems to be all discipline and not so much love and connection.
Yeah. I think that that's one of the problems that the dads face too. And they often come going, I'm tired of being the bad guy. I think sometimes they feel that that's the expectation. They come home from work. Their wife tells them about all the hard things that have been happening during the day. And it's kind of a lose-lose situation for them. They feel like either they have to be the bad guy for the kids, or they were going to be in trouble with their wife for not like following through on the complaints that kind of she expressed when he got home or throughout the day. Yeah. And so I feel like they kind of feel trapped and pigeonholed almost in that role of being the bad guy, the one that's going to come home and make sure it gets done and put, you know, get things to happen. And then because they have limited time and energy, they've kind of spent it all in that disciplined state. And then they just want to shut down and check out and they're kind of done for the day. Mm-hmm. So what I challenge my clients to do is to have a proactive strategy for how they want to show up when they get home and to allow themselves to experiment with that. Like sometimes I've said, well, how about instead of being the bad guy, like maybe you're the fun dad or the helping dad or the, what do you want to be today when you get home? And I think the best strategy is I mentioned that men need transition strategies. I think if you kind of watch your husband and notice like they kind of have a routine when they come home from work. Most men come home, maybe they change their clothes, they get something to eat, or they spend a few minutes on their phone, or they kind of have a routine that they always kind of do. And it's kind of just their transition from work to home before they're really ready to be totally invested in what's happening at home. I try to encourage my clients to take a moment before they ever leave their car to just think about what they need for the night. What do they need personally? How can they help themselves personally for the night? So maybe it's, I really need some relaxing time. It's been a stressful day. Or maybe it's, I really need to exercise today. I haven't had a chance to use that physical energy that they need. Or maybe they just really need some quiet time with their wife that night. Or maybe they just want to have some fun time with their kids. They should think about what they need for that night to fulfill their personal needs. And then to think, how else can I help? And I think just asking that one little question of wanting to go into the situation, looking for ways they can help rather than solving problems, rather than disciplining, rather than like doing the to-do list that's on the fridge, you know, whatever, finding ways that they want to help instead of what they feel like they're expected to do or they have to do makes a big difference in the result. They might still choose to do some of the same things, but because they chose to do it, because they wanted to do it to help, makes a big difference. So I think sometimes that requires some adjustment. I know as my husband was doing that process, sometimes I don't like the things he decides to do. He would much rather do a different house job, or he would much rather do a different interaction with the kids. It's hard sometimes as the wife to be willing to let them choose how they want to interact at home, but it allows them to use their strengths and it allows them to use their ability to choose how they want the night to go. And it just overall goes so much better if they can look at life from that perspective.
So how would that be communicated to the wife? Is that something that you start doing and that's the person you start being and then it evolves from there? Or do they need to like have a conversation with their wife of, this is the new way I'm doing it? Or how does that go?
Yeah, I think a conversation is great if you're going to big changes. I think I love the habit of when you come in the door, don't you want to be loved and appreciated, excited that you're seen? And I think as husband and wife, we can both make the effort to stop whatever we're doing and to find each other at the end of the workday and just be like, oh, I'm so glad you're here. It's nice to see you. And you know, my husband has the habit of just telling me what it is he wants to. I ask him, what is it you need to get done tonight? And he tells me, tonight I need to do this or I need to do that. And then he asks me, what do you need to be done? You know, what do you need? Is there something you need from me today? And then I have a chance to communicate that to him. And then I let him go and he transitions and gets going. And then he comes back and says, hey, I'm ready to help so-and-so with math, or I'm ready to run those errands, or he just gets started on the dishes or whatever it is he's decided he's going to do to help. And I think that we can communicate like, this is what I need. What do you need? How can I support and help you? And so we know what to expect from each other.
Yeah. I like the way you put that, that it's a communication, not an expectation that you're putting on the other person. Like, this is the way it's going to go, or even an ultimatum. Well, I'm doing this, but it sounds like it's more of a communication. And it is nice to actually have a conversation about it, but sometimes your actions speak louder than your words. And if you just start to do that routine, then that person is going to maybe get curious or maybe wonder what's going on. And then maybe you'll have the conversation.
Yeah. And I think that's where that communication we talked about earlier comes in. Like, understanding what it means for us when they do certain things. My husband does dishes for me because he knows that if I don't have to do dishes before, it's just one less thing on my to-do list, then I have more time for quiet time with him in the evening or mm-hmm. to do other things. So it means that I have more time when he can do dishes for me. And so he's happy to do dishes for me because he wants me to have that time with him. So I think when we can communicate, like, it means that you love me and that you care about me, that you see there's a load of dishes there and I haven't been able to get to it all day. He knows I try to get to it, but it's a way that we work together and that he can show he's aware of my needs and I'm aware that he's trying to help me any way that he can. So I think as we have those communications to show what it is we care about and what's valuable to us and what we are willing to do for each other, then we're more able to really help in an impactful way.
What about with the children themselves? Are you helping with that relationship? What advice do you have for dads on improving that relationship with their kids? What if they have been, like you said, focused on the career or focused elsewhere, and they haven't really built up that relationship?
Yeah, I think that the key is that the two most important things we need to do, right, are provide for basic needs, and we need to love them. I think we need to love them. And so if we can show our kids that we're on their same team, that we want to work together on problems that we're facing, most of the dads come because they think if they can just fix this bad behavior that their child's doing, then they're going to be able to feel a lot better about things. Like, they're going to feel successful and happy if their child will just stop doing this negative behavior. Right. And usually they come wanting to know what actions they can take to stop that behavior, right? That's what we all want to do, is fix someone else. And I think that it's always enlightening for them to realize that behaviors are not the problem, that behaviors are symptoms of a problem, an underlying problem. And that's true for our kids, especially, that when we just see the big behavior that we don't like, and if we're just trying to fix that behavior, we're never going to solve the problem, because the problem is the underlying feelings and thoughts that are propelling that action. And so we really take time to step back and talk about, how do you think they're feeling when they act that way? And what do you think their thoughts are that are creating those feelings? And, you know, because dads aren't thinking about thoughts and feelings, they're looking at actions, they totally miss that that is where the problem is. And so that's kind of a new realm of ideas for them. That's something they've probably never really thought about. And so it takes a while, and it takes some time of just curiosity, of being aware, not only about their kids, but about themselves. Like, why is their behavior a problem for you? What are you thinking about yourself about that behavior? Like, what are you making that behavior about you? I think a lot of times we're taking on responsibility for other people's actions. And so I really love to teach dads about ownership versus stewardship. Stewardship is kind of a term we use at church. But I think if we think about it as, when we're trying to take ownership over other people's behaviors, thoughts, and feelings, then we kind of become manipulative and controlling of the other person, because it impacts how we feel. We think their actions and their feelings are going to impact our life experience. Where if instead we view that as stewardship, that we have stewardship over our children, that means that we need to care for them and protect them and teach them, but their choices are not what create our personal experience. And I think that we do that by just first creating a lot of awareness of how those thoughts and feelings are connected to the actions, and awareness of ourselves and awareness of our kids. And I think that's the big step one, that as we spend a lot of time just in awareness, because it's a totally new concept for most dads.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking we could probably give an example here, so it's not so abstract in their mind.
I had a dad who came whose teenage daughter, and she just was not obeying any of the rules. They could not get her to obey, and she wouldn't even try to obey the rules. He just felt like he was at the end of the rope. They'd tried everything, and it was just extremely frustrating and hurtful that she wasn't even willing to obey. And, you know, they're wanting respect and obedience. And he came wanting that help with that and trying to figure it out. And as we talked about it, and I talked about the behaviors that she was doing, and we tried to talk about the feelings and emotions that were driving those behaviors, we realized that the reason she wasn't willing to try was because unless she could be successful at it and she knew for sure she could do it, she wasn't willing to try it because she didn't know how to process failure or those hard emotions of negative emotions. And so it, in a way to protect herself from feeling negative emotions of failure, she just would refuse to try it all. And if she couldn't be perfect at it, then she wouldn't try it. And so this was a new idea for my client. And so he went home and he just was really curious for a whole week and tried to like observe her. So he went home and just wanted to be more aware and create more awareness about his daughter and also about himself and in how he was responding and reacting to the situation. And I think that's always step one is mm-hmm. to take time to just step away and go, okay, I got upset there. Why did I get upset? How was I thinking about it? What was I feeling about it? And how was she? And asking questions. He started asking her questions to try to see if our guest was right. Yeah. Like, well, why don't you want to try that? Like, why, you know, how are you feeling about it? And when he came back the next week, and as we discussed more, he said, I was totally right. She doesn't want to try it because she doesn't know if she can be successful at it or not. And he found out that also he recognized that she was reaching out and trying to connect to discuss things that were going on, but he didn't really even realize it because she was asking him, well, you just sit and let's paint nails. And he was like, I don't want to paint nails, you know, but it was her way of trying to have some quiet time with just the two of them where they could talk together. Mm-hmm. And he realized that that was her way of trying to process through emotions. So when he wasn't allowing her that opportunity, her emotions were just sort of building and building and building more resistance to the things. And when he started opening up and allowing her to just have those conversations with him, then she was much more able to process through those emotions and they were able to have much more open conversation. Now, in the end, she didn't change a lot of her behaviors. She still resisted a lot of the rules that she was wanting, and they're still working through that. But he personally was not carrying that huge, heavy weight of trying to force her to change her behavior and feeling like he was failing as a dad, but rather he was feeling much more successful as a dad because he was more aware of what the real problems were and the things he could do to help her process those emotions and to process his own emotions so that they could continue to work more effectively as a team and that he didn't have to control her actions to feel that success.
Yeah, that's huge. In parenting, because it's where a lot of the major pain comes from, is that we make their actions mean things like they're disrespecting me, they don't appreciate me, or we can even take it into I must not be a good parent if I can't get them to do that. So yes, that's so insightful to be able to just be curious and to just, because it's always coming from some sort of pain or some sort of thought that they have in their mind that's causing them to have their feelings and their actions and their behaviors. So, yeah.
I think it really is that internal, that success comes internally, that if you're seeking like for your kids to do certain things for you to be a successful parent, then that's not a healthy way to be viewing your parenting success, because we really have to respect that our kids have their ability to make their own choices and that that's independent of our ability to teach them.
Yeah. Yeah. So tell me how somebody would get a hold of you or how would they reach out? It can be really scary, I would say, especially for a dad. I feel like, I don't know, this might be just my thought, but I feel like it's a highly female dominated industry. How would they contact you or learn about you or get to know more?
Yep. There are a lot of mom coaches out there and I have a website. It's called www.happinessperspective.com. Okay. And I have a great freebie on there. It's a Stop the Fight freebie. So it would be something everyone could get on and get a hold of, that how you could stop the fights that are happening in your home every day. And it's a great little video and worksheet that will walk you through that process. So I think that's something everyone should take advantage of. But I also offer a free Stop the Fight mini session where I work with men and they just tell me the biggest fight they're experiencing right now. And we work through one strategy that they can use that very day to start finding some relief and some success. And I'm happy to tell them more about my one-on-one coaching program. I do customized private coaching, just one-on-one. And so that's how they would learn more about my program. And I have a website full of information and help that's there as well. I think most of my dads come, they hear about coaching. It's something new. They've maybe seen their wife do coaching and seen the success that they have had doing coaching. So they think it's a good idea that they could try, but they feel unsure about it. And yeah. Almost all of the men that I coach say, I told my wife about this idea and she said, yeah, I could try it, that I should try it. And I think they kind of want that for two reasons. One, I think they want permission to talk about private family things outside of their family. I think women more in generally share with their girlfriends or their mom and they get help. And maybe dads are lucky if they have a friend that they can talk about those more important things, but they usually don't share a lot of that the way women do. And so I think they kind of want a little bit of permission in a way that it would be okay with their wife if they talk to someone else. I think they always tell me that, but just so they know. So I know that it's okay for, you know, and that it's okay. That's not going to cause trouble. I think that being supportive of them, like, you know, letting them know that it's available is wonderful, but the desire for the coaching really has to come from them, that, you know, you can't just call and make an appointment for your husband and think it's going to work out good for him. You know, he has to have a desire to do the work.
Yeah, that doesn't go over very well.
Right. But just letting them know that there is a coach for dads out there and that she's experienced in helping dads work through their perspective of things and supporting them in their effort. And then also being willing to support down the line. Cause like we talked about, when they're ready to make some changes, it's going to mean some uncomfortableness for you too, as the wife. Like, those changes aren't going to be easy. And we have to be willing to let them fail and experiment and not try to please us all the time, because they're going to try to do what feels best for them. And so there's definitely some adjustment for the whole family as they make those changes. So being supportive all the way along, it usually gets a little worse before it gets better. And I think just being ready for that and willing to work through that process together.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Well, Nicole, it's been a delight to talk to you today. I've learned a lot, and I think this will really help out with my audience. I'll put it in the show notes that they can get a hold of you and contact you. And thank you so much.
Great. Thank you for having me. It's been fun.
If you have ever felt like you know what you should be doing to be happy with yourself, but you can't seem to get yourself to do it, then I'm the life coach for you. Click on my calendar in the show notes to sign up for a free life coaching session, personalized and tailored to help you get unstuck and be happy with yourself.